Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
One of the most interesting things to me is John, he does these, I call it whispering. He whispers to us. He speaks in these little asides, and there's about 50 of them. The other Gospels do it too. I think Matthew does it twice. Mark does it once or twice. But John does it 56 some odd times. And by this I mean, you know, something will happen, and then John will sort of whisper over his shoulder, you know, Jesus already had in mind what he was going to do when he said this. Or, you know, Jesus' brothers said this not because they believed in him, but, you know, he's always explaining things to us. And for me, as a reader, that makes him so much more present. I really am sitting at the feet of this little old man who's explaining things that he knows from telling these stories so many times, that there are certain gaps that he needs to fill in. And he's always doing that. That's one of the things I love about John.
Even as I was reading your reflections on it, I hadn't thought about it in terms of, I mean, you talk about it as John having preached this material for years. You can almost read it like sermons, that there's, you know, there's great theology all the way through.
In fact, there are in the first three chapters, there are little blocks of sermons. Sometimes, unfortunately, in red-letter Bibles, these are put in red letters. But John 3:16, that whole passage, that's not Jesus speaking. That's John preaching. And you learn to hear the tone of his preaching when you listen to the introduction, that the whole, you know, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. That's John preaching. And he tends to bring up themes in these little sermons, and then there'll be a block of narrative, say on John the Baptist or someone like that, and then he'll go back to preaching and he'll pick up all the other blocks that he's going to introduce, and then there'll be Nicodemus. Or in fact, one of the other differences of John is that he takes several characters and spends sometimes a whole chapter. The man who was born blind, he spends a whole chapter telling the story of one man. Now the other Gospels don't do that. But the woman at the well, the woman taken in adultery, Nicodemus, the man who was lame 38 years, the man who was born blind. There's all these characters, and I honestly think, Neil, it's a function of him being old. I mean, I'm rapidly becoming a little old man, and when I tell stories about my life, I tell them in terms of people. So if you were to say, you know, tell me about your life, I'd say, well, there was this man, William Lane, and he made a big impact on me. And then there's this other guy, Denny Denson, and I would tell you the story of all these people. And I hope I'm not reading too much into it, but I really think that's, after a while, certainly if you're 80 or 90 years old, that's how you tell the story of your life.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.